Hey everyone. Lately I've been, trying to get back into fitness, and like everyone else, I get bombarded with these ads online for all these new types of creatine. And every single one, it's like, this is the best thing ever. This is gonna get you
The
ripped.
doors.
It's so hard to figure out like what's real and what's just hype,
Absolutely.
So before I spend all my money on the shiniest new creatine product, I wanted to really break it down with you and figure out what actually works.
Sounds good.
What should we be using, and what's a waste of money?
Let's do it. So, really, when we talk about creatine, we're talking about creatine monohydrate. That's like the OG creatine. That's the one that has 30 years of research proving that it works. It's the one that gets absorbed into your muscles. It's the one that really set the standard.
So it's like the gold standard.
It is. And everything else is kind of like trying to copy the $100 bill because they're trying to improve on it, but it's already good.
It already works,
It already works. And the coolest thing is we actually have like muscle biopsies where they actually look at the muscle and they can see that creatine monohydrate is what's increasing those creatine stores.
That's pretty hardcore science.
It is.
Okay, so that makes sense. But then what about all these other ones we hear about now, like creatine HCL, liposomal creatine? There's even creatine gummies now. Are these all just like fancier ways of packaging the same thing?
A lot of it is kind of marketing, right? They focus on, oh, this one dissolves better in water, or oh, this one tastes better. But at the end of the day, when you look at the studies, none of them have really shown that they're better than good old creatine monohydrate for actually getting more creatine into your muscles.
So even though they might sound cooler or have a better marketing campaign, they might not actually be any better at what they're supposed to do.
You got it. It's all about how well your body can absorb it. And creatine monohydrate's been shown over decades of research that your body absorbs it really, really well. It gets to your intestines, and that's where it gets absorbed. And it does its job.
So it sounds like we need to be, careful consumers here. Not get tricked by some fancy terms.
100%.
What should we be looking for?
That's a great question.
How do we cut through the noise?
So the first thing I always tell people is look for something that's third-party tested.
Third-party tested. So what does that mean, like in real-world terms?
It basically means that they've had like an independent lab actually test the product to make sure it has what it says it has and that it doesn't have like heavy metals or contaminants or anything like that.
Oh, okay. So it's like a safety check.
It's like a seal of approval. And you'll see like Creepure is a big one. That's like a really good sign. If you
Excellent.
see the Creepure logo,
So that means it's legit.
it means they're not messing around. They're using high quality stuff.
Got it.
Another thing to watch out for is something called proprietary blends.
Oh, yeah. I hate those.
It's like, what are they hiding?
You see that on the label, and it's like a list of ingredients. But you have no idea how much of each thing is actually in there.
And it drives me crazy because they could just be putting like a tiny little bit of something that's trendy
Just to say it's
just to
in.
have it on the label. And you're like,
But are you really getting enough of it to do anything?
So always look for transparency,
Your transparency.
like full disclosure.
Makes sense.
Tell me what's in it.
Okay, so we've got third-party testing. We've got watch out for the proprietary blends. What else? Any other like red flags?
Be careful about claims about like faster absorption because just because something dissolves quickly in water doesn't necessarily mean your body's going to absorb it any better. So look for like studies that actually measure creatine levels in the muscle because that's what we really care about.
That's the goal.
Like how much is actually getting to your muscles?
Okay, so let's get into some of the specifics because there's a lot out there.
There is,
One of the ones I keep hearing is like creatine HCL, and they claim that it's like 7 times more potent
I've seen that.
than regular creatine monohydrate, and that you don't need to do a loading phase with it. Is there any truth to that?
So that 7 times more potent thing, it's kind of misleading because what they're basing that on is it's more soluble in water.
We talked about that.
But like we were just saying, just because it dissolves better doesn't mean your body's actually going to use it better.
Right. It doesn't mean it's going to get into the muscle better.
Exactly. And the no loading phase thing, that's assuming that you need less of it to get the same effect. And so far, there's really no evidence to support that.
So again, more of a marketing tactic.
I would say so, yeah.
Okay. What about liposomal creatine? Have you heard of that one?
I have, yeah. That's another one where they're saying it has...
Yeah. It's like... encapsulated in fat.
Yeah, like tiny little fat bubbles.
Liposomes.
Liposomes, yeah. And that's supposed to help it get absorbed better.
Yeah, the idea is that it'll like bypass some of the normal digestive processes and get into your bloodstream faster.
Yeah.
But the research is very limited on it.
So it's like we need more information before we can really say if it's better.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also way more expensive, usually.
Of course it is.
Because it's, you know, newer technology.
Right, right.
Fancier.
It seems like a theme here.
It does, doesn't it?
Like all these fancy new creatines with their fancy marketing campaigns cost a lot more, but don't actually have the research to back up.
Yeah, they haven't really proven themselves.
Yeah.
Creatine monohydrate is still the most cost effective.
Okay.
And we know it works.
Right. So it's kind of like, why mess with a good thing?
This is a lot to unpack, honestly.
It is. There's a lot out there.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is.
I think the biggest thing I'm seeing here is that more expensive.
Right.
Doesn't always equal more effective.
No, not at all. And that's the thing, like with creatine monohydrate, you know, it's been around, it works.
It works, yeah.
It's safe, it's been studied, and it's cheap.
Yeah, especially compared to these other ones. It's like
Exactly. Why would you pay five times as much?
Right, for something that like
For maybe a tiny,
Maybe tiny benefit.
Yeah, like it's we don't know yet.
We need more research.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like we uncovered some kind of dirty secrets of the supplement industry.
That's a little bit, right? Like they don't want you to know that.
Yeah, that simple works.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to spend a ton of money.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, so people know.
Yeah, so you can be a smart consumer, right?
As a smart consumer.
Do your research.
Exactly.
Look for those third-party certifications.
Okay.
And remember, extraordinary claims need extraordinary evidence.
I love that. That's going on a t-shirt.
Right.
This has been honestly so helpful.
Oh, good. I love it.
I feel like I can actually go to the store now and like not be tricked by marketing.
That's the goal. And make a good decision.
And save some money.
And save some money, exactly.
So for anyone listening who's maybe, you know, they're new to this, they're a little overwhelmed, what would be like your final piece of advice?
I would say start with creatine monohydrate.
Okay.
It's tried and true.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Focus on consistency, taking it every day.
Okay.
And you'll see great results.
Perfect. All right. That's all the time we have for this deep dive.
Okay.
Thank you so much for breaking this all down for us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This was great. And for everyone listening,
yes,
stay curious, keep learning.
Absolutely.
And we will see you in the next one.